You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, July 4th. Happy Independence Day. The Nassau Cruise Port is experiencing tremendous success, surpassing its 2019 cruise passenger count with 2.2 million cruise visitors to date. The port's executive officer, Mike Mara Jr., revealed that the rest of the year has strong occupancy rates and positive bookings for the rest of this year. Now, after a $300 million refurbishment, which included adding a new berth and refurbishing several piers in Nassau, the port can now accommodate up to 6 cruise ships per day, including multiple Oasis-class vessels. According to Prime Minister Philip Davis, the redeveloped Nassau Cruise Port will not only boost the economy, but also spur the overall development of downtown Nassau. And Royal Caribbean is returning to China with Spectrum of the Seas, which will start sailing from Shanghai next April. The 168,600 gross registered ton vessel is the fifth largest in the Royal Caribbean fleet and will offer 4- and 7-night voyages to East Asia to ports like Okinawa, Nagasaki, and Osaka in Japan. Now, Spectrum of the Seas was specifically designed for the East Asian market. And a follow-up on a story we brought you last week about a man carving his name in the side of the Colosseum in Rome. Well, that man has now been identified by Italy's cultural minister, and it's likely that the case will go to trial. Now, if convicted, the man could face a fine of at least 15,000 euros or up to 5 years in prison. The Italian government is currently passing a bill to hold vandals accountable, ensuring that they personally pay for damages they cause to the 2,000-year-old city. And the photo of the day comes from Deborah. This photo is of Vikings expedition ship docked in Detroit as she was on the Canadian side. Great photo, Deborah. You can send yours in to doug@cruiseradio.net. Just remember, all photos are subject to error. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Monday. Carnival Corporation up 1%, 18.96. Royal Caribbean flat, 103.20. And Norwegian up 1%, 21.91. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. By the way, today is my birthday, and my only wish is that you will hit the subscribe button, because 80% of you on the channel that watch this every day are not subscribed. So it would mean a lot if you just hit subscribe for me just for today. I really appreciate that. All right. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great 4th.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.